Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Wow, that's crazy.
What's crazy?
Well, I was wondering why Pringles was trending. I guess it's Walmart switched to release day delivery. And so if you're like the Walmart, you know, if you buy the subscription or whatever to Walmart, they delivered your Switch 2 with a can of Pringles and a Coke. Isn't that weird? So everybody's posting about it. I literally just woke up and it was at my door and they threw in a free Coke and Pringles too with my Switch.
That's cool.
That is nice. Yeah.
Did you see where they're being sued?
Who?
Pringles.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, about
I
that
did.
Lady. That lady. She's got really short arms and they're real fat.
Yeah.
She can't get them in the can. Mm-hmm. So she's suing.
Can I tell you something? I hate Pringles. I think they're awful. They taste like vomit.
They're the worst chip ever.
Ever.
Terrible.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're still in business, to be honest. Yeah.
Me either. That's the only thing that was fun about them is getting your arm stuck in them and beating people.
Yeah. Or having like little sword fights.
Yeah. That's the only thing fun about them. They're horrible. I mean, literal vomit. That's what they taste like. Fried
kids
vomit.
Kids love them.
I don't know. My kid didn't love them.
My kid does.
But your kid loves all food.
He loves Pringles. No, but I'm just saying, of all chips, you take him to the chip aisle, he'll always pick Pringles.
And then my kid, I love Funyuns. I love Funyuns. And my kid's like, you know, those will kill you, right?
Yeah.
I was like, what? He goes, they're not even a food. They will kill you.
I've never been a fan either. I don't get the hype with Funyuns.
So then we have that Yuka app. Yuka is Y-U-K-A. You can buy the app. Well, don't buy it. It's free. You can buy the more extended one. But we have the free Yuka app. We put it on the barcode, and it basically said, these are going to kill you.
They're probably right.
Crossbones.
You know, I think you're going to get that with all chips.
Yeah, probably.
You know,
yeah.
You're about to get that with all. You know, we just talked about that in Texas where they're going to put that disclaimer on the bags of Doritos saying that it's not recommended for human consumption, which is pretty strong. But I think all chips are going to get it eventually.
Hey, Schmidl, will you pull up the ingredients of the old Funyuns? Let's just see what kind of yumminess we have in them. Because, you know, it's probably not that bad, right?
I don't know. We buy them a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
I bet it's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I love maltodextrin.
Right? I think that's just basically sugar. Right?
It is?
It's like a binder sugar thing.
I love maltodextrin. I love hydrogenized corn protein.
Yeah, I do too.
I love gum arabic.
Me too. What is that?
It's people that chew gum and speak Arabic.
Yeah.
Monosodium glutamate?
Yeah. Oh, that's delicious. My God. That is my favorite. That is
hydrolyzed.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, the ferrosulfate is really, yeah, that's good. Oh, my God. All right, don't read those. Okay, let's see here. I was going to tell you something, and I forgot what it was, but hold on. What was it? Our perception. Oh, this is sad. It says a new study came out. And it says, if you want to look like you're cuter than you are in pictures, stand by your ugliest friend. Oh, wow. My God. What a mean look.
Yeah.
It's right here. This is awful. It says, what our perception of someone's personality and their looks can be influenced by attractiveness of people around them. Specifically, when a moderately attractive person is seen next to someone less attractive, they're more likely to be judged as having positive traits, more kind, and more attractive.
Yeah. So start taking pictures more with ugly friends.
Yeah, that's what it
that's
says.
That's the way to do it. That way you come across looking so much better.
I should do that for my Tinder profile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get your ugly friends to stand by you.
Right.
You know? It's called, quote, unquote, this is a real scientific thing, the ugly bystander boost.
I need that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've tried everything else.
Oh, no. You know what I'm thinking? As I think of all my girlfriends, I think I'm the ugly one.
I started to say, the last thing I want is a phone call today from somebody saying, hey, you mind coming over and taking a picture with me?
I know. I'm thinking of my group of friends. I think I'm the token
you
one.
Might be.
Oh, no. That's why they're always like, stand by me.
Yep. I will tell you, on the weight thing, I do find a way to get to the back of the picture.
I do, too.
You know?
I always
that
do.
Is a good trick.
Hide behind other people?
Yeah.
No, not hide behind other people. Just be further back.
Yeah.
Just if you've got a line of people, if you'll take two steps back or one step back, you come out looking much skinnier in the picture. No, it's true. So you just got to know how to do it.
Somebody says that, Jamie, you're mental. How can you hate Pringles but love Funyuns? Weirdo.
It is weird.
I'm not...
That is weird.
No, because you can put the Funyun over your tongue. You can do hula hoops with your tongue.
Well, minus the hula hoops, it's weird. Okay?
Yeah, so there. Okay, what was I going to tell you? Oh, yeah, I didn't care about the Britney Spears thing. Britney Spears did a collaboration with Balenciaga, and she's trying to sell a hat, you guys, for $1,250.
The dumbest thing I've ever
seen
in my life.
It's so hideous. What is going on with Britney doing a collab with Balenciaga?
Yeah, I don't get the timing of it all either.
A lot of her fans are mad. They're saying it's just a cash grab.
Obviously, right?
Yeah.
Also, the Wicked for Good trailer came out, and they actually showed it in theaters, you guys, like just for you could go to a theater and see the Wicked trailer. This is the part two, and it's, you know, at the end of the first Wicked, it said to be continued, and we're like, oh, good. Here it is.
There's no going back. This is between us, the wizard and I.
The Wicked Witch can't elude us forever. Not with Prince Fiero and his squadron hot on her trail.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz. No one believed in you more than I did.
Elphaba, they're coming for you.
Can't wait. I love musicals.
I know you do. I know. What's her name is Cynthia. Does anybody, am I weird? I might be weird. I'm weird. Does anybody find Cynthia, she's the actress, that she's an amazing singer. She stars along with Ariana Grande. Does anybody else find Cynthia's fingernails like oddly appealing?
Appealing?
Yeah. Like I think they're sexy in a weird way.
I don't think I've ever looked at them.
Yeah. What was that noise?
I think you're
what
alone
was that
on
noise?
I don't even know how to answer that.
So you went like this.
I think you're alone on this island.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think any of us know who you're talking about.
Cynthia. Yeah. She co-stars with Ariana Grande. She's
I don't
amazing.
Know anything
she's
about
the,
it.
The she's Wicked the Wicked Witch.
Yeah, she's the main character.
I didn't see it,
oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Well, nobody else. Well, you wouldn't, no. But you went. Ugh. What about nothing?
She has really long nails.
Yeah, they look like sexy in the movie. No,
the long nail thing doesn't do it for me. Every time I see it, I can only think about like how do they like go to the bathroom and stuff.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what you think about
when I see super long nails like that. Yeah, because it just pierced right through the toilet paper. Like, Not it seems like it'd be a problem.
Fold. You just foldy, foldy, foldy.
Yeah.
You make it like thick as a washcloth.
That's the only thing I think about when I see super long nails like that.
I do have something in number one. Or, yeah, I don't know what the hell that. I think I have a Rice Krispie treat in this one.
I mean, they're so long, you don't even know what's in there.
I know, you don't. Like, I can hold people in here, like things. I don't know. Yeah. It's time to get these cut back. All right, anyway. All right, so I'm just weird. Yay. What else did I want to tell you? Tyson Ritter. He is from the All-American Rejects, and he's just started a free OnlyFans. And he says that he's going to give us full frontal.
Really?
Yep.
Spadil.
I'm not on that one.
It's free.
It's free. You can.
Oh, it's free?
Yeah. Okay. You don't have to pay for anything.
I'll sign up real quick.
And let me just tell you, as a woman, there's nothing we love seeing more than a big old wiener. Yay. They're so pretty.
Yeah. This is going to go well.
Yeah, we're like, oh my gosh, that's so hot.
Are there men? I'm not familiar with OnlyFans. Are there men on there for women?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There is.
Yeah.
Is there a big women market out there for that?
I don't know how big it is. I know a couple women who like going on there.
What do they do?
You do? You know those women?
The chicks that I know, they like watching gay men for some reason. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's what they're into, though.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. Just like long fingernails.
Everyone's
so hot.
Got something.
Yeah.
They oil each other up, and you're like, man, that's hot.
I'm never coming into your studio again.
Well, I mean,
feel like there's something in there.
Obviously, statistically, gay men's bodies are far, far superior to straight men's
bodies.
Well,
plus, like, dudes like watching lesbians. I think it'd be the same thing.
It's not.
No.
There's some other stuff, some other issues going on there.
Yeah.
I like watching lesbians too, but two men.
No.
Yeah, there's some stuff that I just.
No.
But lesbians are like pretty and they like to touch each other's boobies and cuteness. But men are just like,
yeah. I see your point.
Yeah. It just gets a little sticky in there.
Oh, it took Jamie to talk you out of it?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Like, we all believe that.
This is a sad story. Jimmy Buffett's widow, I guess the trustees of his estate, Jimmy Buffett's estate is worth $275 million. And I guess the co-trustees are giving him a hard time, giving her a hard time.
They don't want to give up the money.
Which is weird.
It is weird.
It's not their money.
No, he didn't do something right when he did the will.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he put these guys in charge. They won't give her any money. The kids aren't getting any money.
I know.
So everybody's just kind of stuck with this $275 million somewhere where they can't touch it.
So, Tony, the CPA, he's in charge of my trust. I hope he doesn't steal it. I mean, it's not $275 million, but he's in charge of giving my son money.
Well, I don't think they can steal it. They just have to leave it in this place, you know, that it just kind of sits there.
Yeah, it says, she says that they're not being forthright with the $275 million. She claims that both the co-trustees, as well as an attorney assigned to carrying out the high-profile transaction, have been hostile towards her. And, I mean, that is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and according to everybody around them, like their friends and everything, said he adored her, that there was no way he wanted her to be treated this way.
Yeah, he specifically left all this money so she get, I don't know.
It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
When you got $275 million, it's always complicated, Jamie.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, BJ.
Yeah, me either.
I wouldn't know.
Me either.
It's a lot of money. I mean, man. And then to hold it back? Rude. She's got to be like 90, right?
I don't know how old she is.
Well, he probably went young the second time.
I don't
so
know.
She's probably young.
Yeah. She might be in her 20s.
Yeah,
I don't
who
know.
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know.
And then finally, Eminem is he is suing Meta over rampant unauthorized use of rappers' music. It says that he is suing because Meta has been playing his songs, and he's suing for $109 million. Good for him.
Yeah, and you do see his music a lot on some videos.
Yeah, you do.
It's a lot.
So, he said that they're playing it all the time. I bet they just give him the money and don't even deal with it.
They'll settle.
Yeah, I agree with you. Is there anything else? Anybody have anything else you want to add? Anybody?
Nothing here.
Okay, fine. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Going to rain today. Thunderstorms. Maybe some hail. Be on the lookout.
BJ and Jamie.
I didn't vote for it.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to, but it's up there, so I just did it. So the Douglas County Sheriff's Department, they announced that they have a new member of their bomb squad. It's the Andros Spartan robot, and it's a robot. It's a bomb robot, basically. And so it's like, hey, name this robot or vote for the name. And so I put Larry, and everybody thinks we're dumb because it says BJ and Jamie pick yeah. Larry.
Of all names that you had to choose from, you had Bluey.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
had Kaboom.
Kaboom.
Oh, Kaboom.
Yeah,
not Kaboom. Kaboom. Yeah. I said something like Boomer.
Yeah.
We had all kinds of names, and you went with Larry.
Larry. And nobody likes our
it's
Larry.
A dumb name for a bomb. Larry.
Come on. Everybody loves the name Larry for anything, right? It's just Larry. Oh, my God. In Southern Illinois, where I grew up, we had a CPA, and his name was Cletus.
Aww. Aww.
Isn't that sad?
I think that was a big name at one time, though. I think it was. I don't know.
I mean,
Cletus?
I feel like it was.
I don't know.
I think in Kentucky it was.
Cletus.
Yeah, Cletus. Kentucky Cletus.
Cletus the CPA.
Yeah. All right, let's do our sports segment real quick here, okay?
Let's do.
All right, you saw on TV.
I did.
This is how this started all fair. Bo Nix.
I did.
You think he's going to be absolutely outstanding for the second time around, right?
I think this is his year. I think he's comfortable with all his players. I think this is his year.
I think you might be onto something.
Yeah, I
think that could be the case right there. All right, now the Colorado Rockies. They've won three in a row.
On a roll. Undefeated.
Listen, they're very, very excited. They were talking yesterday, and they said that this is what they needed, the three in a row, and that they really feel like they've made a connection with the ball, and that they're feeling they're hitting now. They're really, like, okay. This has been such a boost in their morale.
Momentum?
Yeah, and momentum that they really feel like this is, they got
turned
it.
Turned it around.
Yep.
Turned it around.
Yep.
Well, they did play Miami. Miami blows.
Yeah.
Okay, they're terrible.
Right.
Terrible.
But and they're playing the Mets
so we'll see.
Next.
Yeah, Mets are going to wipe them.
They
probably.
Just got swept by the Mets.
Yeah,
last
Mets
weekend.
Just beat their crap out of them.
Yeah. Hey, stop with the negativity.
Yeah,
what if they go
understand.
Undefeated the rest of the season?
Exactly. You know how you need that like boost, right?
Yeah, just get things going. You know.
Yeah. So they can take them.
They got the good vibes.
Get a little traction.
You have to admit you're a Rockies hater.
I'm a huge Rockies fan, which is why I'm so critical of the team because I want to see them succeed.
Yeah, but you're a hater now.
But right now, with the ownership they have, you don't want them to succeed.
Well,
you'd rather just crash and burn.
I think the ownership is inept and that they should sell the team.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah.
All right. All right. The other thing is Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
They say he may not make the team for the Browns.
What?
What?
Yeah, the rumor's out there.
Come on. That's dumb.
That's a clickbait
headline.
It is.
Listen to me.
I agree with you, Schmidl.
They have five quarterbacks in camp, okay? Two are rookies. One Shedeur, one some other dude, okay?
Dylan Gabriel.
The other dude got signed to his rookie deal yesterday. The experts are saying you wouldn't have signed this guy if you were going to boot him to the side. Because you got to pay him a few million dollars in order to sign him. They signed him yesterday. That means somebody's got to go. Now, I know Shedeur got signed, 3 weeks ago or something like that? But they wouldn't have signed this guy if he didn't have a chance.
Nah, I agree with Schmidl. It's clickbait. It's all clickbait.
Yeah.
I could see him getting cut.
No, he's not getting cut. You want to bet $5?
Yeah, I'll bet $5.
Okay, $5.
One more thing.
Do you want to bet?
No.
Okay.
No. Because I'm pulling for him. I don't want to bet against him.
Yeah, I know.
Because I'm pulling for him.
Did you see, though, his brother just got his uniform for the, what's the, Buckaroos?
Buccaneers.
Shiloh? I like to call them the Buckaroos.
I like Buckaroos.
Did you see how excited he was? I watched the video. He was so excited. You guys, like, I've never had this many free clothes in my life. I love that kid. He's so humble. He's not like Shedeur. He's just so excited about it.
Good for him.
Yeah, he was really
excited.
I hope
he makes it, too.
I know.
I hope they all make it. I don't want to bet against him.
Well, I'm not betting against him. I like that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway. I mean, I know he was kind of pompous and he needs a Rolls Royce or something. Wasn't getting it taken back.
No, Shiloh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's getting a Mercedes taken back. Yeah. They want it back.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you got to pay your payments.
Yeah. That's a big thing.
We all go through that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Who's not been repoed? Come on. We've all been there, right? All right, there you go. The sports update
I
with
like
the
it.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's kind of our ESPN quarter.
Wait, but what happened to Turd or 10?
We couldn't do it today. Okay. I was going to do it with the new Sabrina Carpenter song see if it's a 10 or a third.
Okay.
But the song doesn't come out. Spadil's telling me until tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So well, she's doing a live debut of it tomorrow, so I don't even know if it'll be out, like, unless they record the concert.
Can we just forget about 10 and a third because we did it one time? It was our new feature, BJ
said. You know what?
We did it one time.
You keep this up. I'm going to put it out there that we're doing 10 or turd on Jamie White. Is she a 10 or a turd? Okay? You want a 10 and turd? We'll use you. Okay? How about that? Go ahead and vote right now. Jamie White, is she a 10 or is she a turd? I'm going to go turd.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy cow. Oh, you're right. That's Target.
It's Target.
Yeah, it's Target. People are lined up for the Nintendo Switch 2.
Yep.
$500 out the door. Look at that dude carrying his new Nintendo.
So if you're wondering why people are lined up at doors, it's because they're trying to get the Nintendo Switch 2.
Wouldn't stores be open now? Maybe they open at 10. I don't know. I don't know. By the way, people are calling you a turd.
Well, at least I didn't belch on a Zoom call.
I'm going to make you a promise. Tomorrow, I will have a bona fide 10 or turd.
That's what you said last time. It didn't happen.
I know.
We've
I lied.
Heard that plenty of times.
Yeah.
I lied.
Yeah. Here's
lied.
Me. Hey, watch. No. Watch this.
Got it. So many people on Texnado really want the 10 and turd to be a feature.
And somebody's like, I love that feature. Don't cancel it. It's only happened once. How do you even have love for it?
Well, they just love a good thing, and they know a good thing when they hear it for one time.
Lock Up Lunch was a way better feature.
What was it?
Lock Up Lunch.
Oh, Lock Up Lunch. Yeah.
Yeah, it ran its course.
You did kind of run its course.
Kind of ran its course. And Ten or Turd will run its course. Yeah. But we haven't even got down the course yet.
No, there hasn't.
Only did it once. Exactly. Right? Okay. All right, we got to go. Yep. We got to go.
Thursday.
Right, it does not look like thunderstorms to me.
Me either.
I'm sorry, but I think they're all liars.
Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, they're saying that some could be severe, but listen, I ain't got nothing yesterday. Yeah. I know you did, but I was supposed to, and nothing happened. That Dave Frazier, he's sketchy.
He is sketchy. I wouldn't trust that guy. I swear.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
shenanigans.
Exactly.
That's him.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Explains him with one word.
Shenanigans.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday. Seriously, there are thunderstorms forecasted today. Maybe even some hail, too. We will see you back here tomorrow. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.